This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. A public notice at HudsonValley360.com says that Central Hudson will propose a project December 9th to rebuild the existing 69 kilovolt H&SB transmission lines located between the Hurley Avenue substation in Ulster and the North Catskill substation in Catskill. The public notice warns that Central Hudson could change the route, but since they are rebuilding, it will most likely stick to the current 23.6-mile right-of-way. Quote, generally, the proposed new construction will consist of single-pole corten or self-weathering steel structures of the same height or slightly taller than the current lattice towers and with a smaller footprint, end quote, the public notice reads. The proposal will be posted on the Public Service Commission's website at www.dps.ny.gov. The Daily Freeman reports that a statewide crackdown on impaired driving begins December 15th and continues through January 1st. State police and local law enforcement are looking for holiday drinkers over the next 2 weeks. According to the paper, quote, the holiday season is historically a time when motor vehicle crashes involving alcohol increase, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the Bern Knox Westerlo School District has many relatives of people in positions of power working under them. School Board President Matthew Tedeschi's daughter and son-in-law work for the school system. Superintendent Timothy Mundell's sister does too, and Board Member Nathan Elbley's wife also has a job there. At its December 11th meeting, the board first created the position of, quote, Personnel Assistant 1, end quote, and then voted to appoint the school board president's wife, Maria Tedeschi, to the job with an annual salary of $45,000. Board member Helen Lounsbury said that the board did not post the job openings or conduct candidate interviews. Quote, this leads to the district open to serious questions as to whether or not we're an equal opportunity employer, end quote, she said. Board member Mundell said Tedeschi is an excellent candidate for the job. Knox supervisor Vasilios Lefkadidis, a former school board member, then said from the gallery, quote, who are you comparing the candidates to? You haven't interviewed or posted, end quote. Board member Kimberly Lavelle voted on that measure and others at the meeting illegally through a FaceTime app from her home. New York State's open meetings law reads, quote, a public body that uses video conferencing to conduct its meetings shall provide an opportunity to attend, listen, and observe at any site at which a member participates, end quote. Lavelle was at home and did not invite the public to attend the meeting at her house. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.